News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Well, listen, folks, we've been covering a lot of ground so far today. Meet the candidates, Alabama State House doings, things going on in hashtag AL politics. Let me tell you, one of the sources that I get a lot of my news from when I'm checking and doing my resources, because yes, do I have paper in my hands right now? You bet I do. I'm always covered up in resources. A heavily resourced show. I spend several hours a day getting this show ready before I even do the show. And part of that is going to the various news sites that I've grown to trust. Well, and some that I don't necessarily trust, but I know I have to see what the enemy is saying, if you know what I mean. But nonetheless, one of the ones that I go to that I do trust is 1819news.com. They've not only been affiliated with my associations with the Alabama Policy Institute, but they are also becoming well-known as a place you can go to for news. 1819news.com, that's 1819news.com. A whole bunch of folks over there, I know them personally, and they are literally people who love this state as much as I do. But they're determined to report the news because they recognize that what we need is a well-informed constituency, a well-informed citizenry that does not have to worry about whether the news was skewed. It was given to them straight up. No calling the balls and strikes, just straight up. And that let the people decide who read it. 1819news.com. You check them out. One thing you will find on there too, though, is you can tell they love the state of Alabama. And they are literally writing stories, not just kind of dissing on where we are and who we are. They're also writing things that'll make you proud about where you live. 1819 News, 1819news.com. You check them out. So, I'm finishing up a section here called hashtag AL Politics. Meet the candidates. And one of the things that's going on right now, and make sure y'all know this too, there's other things happening in terms of candidates, if you will. One of the most interesting things that occurred in this past past few months is the fact that Jeff Coleman, you may remember him, Jeff Coleman ran for Congress a few years ago, and he lost to my friend Barry Moore. Barry and I served together in the state legislature. Barry's now a congressman, one of the more conservative members of Congress, a member of the Freedom Caucus, someone who is already making a name for himself as a solid and well-versed constituent or congressman. Well, his opponent in the first race was Jeff Coleman. Jeff Coleman was seen as the establishment guy, the one who was surely going to take the race, but he didn't. Barry Moore beat him handily. And then, oh, by the way, they had the redistricting. And the redistricting happened, and they, you know, had the whole thing with the three-judge panel that said, nope, can't use those congressional lines. You got to draw new ones. Well, they did that, 90 to 120 days before the primary. No time to respond. How do you know? I mean, what do you do here? So the Attorney General, the Alabama Republican Party, and others filed suit and filed briefs asking for the Supreme Court of the United States to put a stay on that decision. Give us time to work this out. Can we please not have you force us into a change with no time to react? Well, okay, that happened. The Supreme Court said, yeah. Hang on a second there, lower court. We're going to put you on hold. So they stayed that decision and gave time for the state to work out the merits of the case itself. All right, I'm taking a long time to tell you. The bottom line was this. Jeff Coleman decided after qualifying for candidates was over, but because of the lawsuit, he decided to go ahead and throw his name in saying, I'm running against Barry Moore again. No, you're not, said the state party. Yes, I am, said Jeff Coleman. I'm filing suit. Well, just checking in with a source that gave me some inside information, it does not appear right now that Jeff Coleman is pressing too hard on the question. He's still an outlier. What's he doing? He's not on the ballot. The Secretary of State left it up to the party. The party has said, you missed qualifying. Why are you doing this? Now the question becomes, is Jeff Coleman going to try and run as an independent? That's interesting. I don't think so. I mean, that sort of destroys his resume, if you will. He ran as a Republican for, and now he's not. But nonetheless, it's interesting to see somebody who was considered to be a viable candidate who chose not to qualify in time and then changed his mind and thought he would use a court case that nobody agreed with as his basis for why he should be allowed to run now. Not so sure you need to be a congressman if you can't get your act together on when to qualify for the race. Just saying. All right, folks, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Going to come back after this with a brief update on Ukraine and then moved through the Triple Dipper. And then top of the hour, Copper and the Birdman. We'll be right back.